When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yo, what's going on, people? Welcome to the Miles Mikulski podcast, where we talk to some of your favorite artists and talk all things music related, mainly hip hop, but you know, you might have to fling in a few things along the way. If you enjoy any of the content, make sure you follow me on socials at Miles Mikulski. Basically, it's in my name. If you're listening to it right now, you'll be able to see my name right there. I ain't gonna spell it out because that's kind of long still, but follow me on socials to keep updated on who the next guest will be in the future. Anyway, without further ado, let's get into another episode of the Miles Mikulski podcast. What's going on, people? It's your boy Miles here. This is the Miles Mikulski podcast. Joining me, we've got someone who's been one of the hardest working artists in the UK for a long time, the last couple of years. Been putting in a lot of work. Brand new project is very, very cold. Of course, it's called Cold Feet anyway. Rimzy, what are you saying, bro?
Stand on, my bro. You good?
Yeah, not too bad. Like, honestly, this tape, I feel like, obviously, Cold Feet, when people hear that, usually they think about weddings sometimes. They think about getting scared and that, you know what I mean? But yeah. I feel like you was in your bag with this project, man. Like, talk me through it. Like, obviously...
Initially, my bro, yeah, Cold Feet was meant to mean I was warming up. I knew I was doing a madness, but I was just showing him, yo, I'm warming up, like, I got more. But yeah. Then I changed the meaning to mean... Cold Feet means scared, so I feel like rather industry scared of man, because it's like... Well, like, when, for example, bro, yeah... Everywhere I go, I'll be seeing the biggest people telling me I'm hard, it's this, I'm that, I'm ready to tear. Yeah. But on the social media side of things, you don't see nothing, do you get it? Mm. So like, man, I'm the person everyone tries to hide, like, so they can be there, innit? But do you know what? Now we're just coming away through our own way, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, like, things take time, innit? Because obviously you dropped the last tape a couple of years ago now. And yeah. Obviously a lot of people are feeling that, but you know, some people are slow in it, do you know what I mean? And like,
yeah,
they take time. Obviously a lot of people probably started hearing about you more in like lockdown period as well, innit? Like when you're dropping tunes with like Pot of Paper, even like Habsy with M24, like those things are getting attention, and obviously you've been putting in like a lot of work, and then obviously then you drop this tape, then the spotlight's on you, do you know what I mean? And like,
yeah,
obviously now you must be seeing on like socials and that, like, people are respecting you more than they were before, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%, yeah.
So, literally, we've got 18 tracks on this tape. Like, for you, what was the starting process? Because obviously a couple of them dropped before the actual mixtape came out. But like,
Okay, basically, I was meant to drop Expensive Pain, Unruly, Entrepreneur, mixtape out, but obviously Distro wanted me to push back a bit longer. They wasn't ready, they needed more time. So then that had me having to keep shooting more videos and more videos and more videos. But then at the same time, where I was doing so many songs, it was like, although you might have heard the 7 songs that was released, I still got 11 brand new songs that you've never heard before.
Yeah.
And I knew there was going to be songs that was going to shock everyone anyway, do you know, and them ones.
Facts. I mean, to be fair, like even like Jugging that came out, or the video came out like what, last week or 2 weeks ago now.
Yeah.
And like, that's a big one, because obviously when you know you got tigs and you got gigs, like you're sorted, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like, obviously for you on your like socials on like your Spotify and like Apple Music and all that, yeah, like your musical journey goes back all the way from like 2012, like the Everyday remix and that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And obviously between that and now, there's been like a massive journey that you've gone on. I'm sure like you've probably grown as like a man, and you've developed and you've changed.
Yeah, of course.
Mindset. Like, yeah. How is that always going to be reflected in the music as well? Because obviously a lot of your raps are very, very real for your life. Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what it is, my bro? Sometimes it's about who you're speaking to, innit? Do you know what I'm saying? And when I rap, I feel like I'm talking to the streets. I'm chatting to everyone that's going through something that wants to go to the next level, innit? You feel me? So no matter how successful or how things are getting in life, I've got to remind them about when I was in the same position as you and how I got to here.
Yeah.
So you can use it and get to here. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm. I mean, yeah. do you feel like people have been inspired by your story now?
100 million percent.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Talk me through it, man. Like, who's like reached out to you? I'm sure like loads of fans and that as well.
Yeah, all the time, innit? Even one, like, I was in, was it Bradford? I think Bradford. And one woman said to me that, one girl said to me that, man helped cure her mum's cancer. And obviously, he said, that's a mad one, but
yeah,
that's what she was saying, innit? Like, she's saying she was listening to one of my songs and it just kept her going, innit?
Yeah. I mean, it's kept her. That's the thing, it's powerful, innit?
Yeah, that's what, like, I'm saying.
And obviously, for you, like, obviously, in your journey now, blowing up in lockdown, because when you came out, 2019, right?
Yeah, 2019, yeah.
Yeah, so 19 to now. And if you think about the evolution of yourself, like, and what you learned from, like, because obviously, like, with a lot of people, when they come out of jail, it's difficult because a lot of people kind of end up going back, innit?
Yeah.
Like, that's all they know. So, like, for you, and I remember, like, Potter Paper a couple of years ago when he came out. He was like, yeah, no, I ain't going back in it. I'm just going to make music work and that's it. And, like, I feel like that's similar. Obviously, I don't know you like that, but I feel like that's kind of similar to what you did. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, yeah.
100%.
Like, go on, yeah.
But you know what it is, bro? Man done, you know what it is, bro? Like, I don't know, man. Some, it depends what you want in life, innit? You know what I'm trying to say? Like, if you like, not in a mad way, but, you know, like, it's just like, it's what you want to do in life at the end of the day, bro. Man want to be in jail all day doing nothing, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't make you a gangster. It doesn't make you hard because you're in jail. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, man might as well get out here and win, innit? And get all the benefits that life's got to give, man, innit?
That's exactly what you're doing. Do you know what I mean? So, it's obviously even expanding away from music as well. Like, you know, being, obviously, there's a track on the tape with Entrepreneur as well anyway. But, like, having your own restaurant.
Yeah.
So, like, for people who are listening right now that don't know where this restaurant is and what it serves, what tell the people.
No, Burgers and Bagels is Fulham, but it's closed at the moment, though. I'm expanding. I'm trying to get a bigger place to put the to do it still.
Okay,
I want to create an experience as well. I don't want to just have it like a normal burger shop. I want to add some experience to it.
Yeah, I think, to be fair, like, you've definitely got a market, because that's the one that's, like, right by Stamford Bridge, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly that. So the football club's right next to us. Yeah.
Yeah. See, I'm not gonna lie. I saw the video in it, and I was like, I swear that's Fulham, because I'm from West Ham. Yeah. So I was like, I swear that's. I didn't know it. I didn't want to be trying to say something. You know what I mean? But obviously, the expansion is going to be sick, and, like, obviously, when you get that right space and that right place, then you can kind of, you know, branch out and then obviously make a little franchise out of it, which is sick. Do you know what I mean? Because people love food, bro. People love food. But also houses. Yeah. Into houses as well, isn't it?
It's true. So, facts, yeah.
So, like, obviously, do you think there's more money in, like, the house game? Obviously, there's cost of living crisis. People are struggling out here. You know what I mean? Other people are doing well. But, like, how's it working for you? Like, are you on point with all the stuff, or have you got a team helping you?
Yeah, I got a team in it, because I can't do everything, bro. You know what I mean? So I'll be mentally drained. So yeah, I just make my team handle some stuff, and I go handle some stuff, and in that way we can elevate. You know what I mean?
I hear that still, and, like, moving forward for you then, like, what's the plan? Because obviously this tape's out, we'll let this live to the end of the year into next year, because there's a lot of stuff I'm sure that you probably got plans for it as well. What's the plan for you, bro? What's the plan for 2023?
I think I want to make an album, you know, bro.
Yeah
I think I want to make an album. I want to elevate and, like, loads of other stuff that man's doing as well. I don't want to give too much, you know, because I feel like a lot of the times I give out ideas and stuff, people steal my ideas and try market it better, innit? Because they got better budgets than that, and then try and make it look like it's there. So I gotta be careful what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying?
Of course. But listen, obviously, I'm wishing you the best as well. And I'm sure, like, because I think you obviously, like, jungle is such a big thing as well. And, like, being in a series and that is a big look for you as well. And it expands your market, innit? It expands your bag, it expands everything as well for you. And obviously, maybe with the album, we might get, like, a little short film from you or something as well, innit?
That's exactly that. That's what I'm saying.
There you go. We ain't gonna ruin too many ideas. We ain't gonna let people steal it right now. Do you know what I mean? I look forward to seeing that. But is there anything else you want to say to all the fans and stuff who are listening right now, supporting music?
Yeah, man. I just want to say, love for everyone supporting and that. And yeah, man, if you can, keep pre-ordering it on iTunes. Keep streaming it. Keep sharing it. Keep posting it. And yeah, man, Cold Feet, man. We're out right now, man.
Yeah, man. Listen, all the best. I'm looking forward to seeing what else you drop. And I'm happy that everything is working for you, my bro.
Thank you, bro.